Favorite music of Jack McLam, and obviously Jack McLam is not sitting in the studio today. This is your favorite Marine out of Little Rock, Arkansas, Drew Raines, sitting in for Jack McLam, who is traveling from the beautiful country of northern Idaho over to Indiana for his personal problems that he's having with his wife, Angela, and we need to do our prayers this evening for Jack and Angie, so in their travel, safe travel, and for Angie's treatment plan that she's going through in Indiana. This is Jack McLam's Hour on the RBN Network. This is Drew Raines sitting in. This is the third day of November of 2005. I pray that most of you, if not the majority of you, that are have been listening to John Stadtmiller and this last 2 hours of outstanding information. This last hour that John did was right on point. There was some great information brought through there, and I pray that Rita's out there still listening. I salute you, Rita. That was a great little quote there from George Washington. We all need to network. The truth will set you free. John Stadtmiller and RBN has come forward. John Stadtmiller, the buck stops on your desk, and he's doing an outstanding job getting honest people, non-controversial people, on the air and bringing forth the truth. The truth you can handle. The truth will set you free. We need to begin to learn what the truth is. The truth stops on our desk in our homes around America. We need to network, communicate, and educate, bring forth friends, relatives, neighbors. There's a ton of people out there that have never heard an RBN program. There's a ton of people out there that have no idea that there's a small mass of individuals out here networking right now, bringing forth the truth. These people are dedicating their time, their livelihood, their money to bring forth the truth to those that are listening to my voice tonight. We need to get a bigger army to get forth the truth, because the truth will set you free. The government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. George Washington said that 106 years ago. Ladies and gentlemen, we have problems. America has got major problems. We have men that are men and women sitting in office in a 10 square mile area that aren't putting out the truth, that are absolutely overpowering their authority in bringing forth laws, tacking on bills, hiding bills in laws of different nature and different names that are bringing forth handcuffs on the American moral society, the American people that really fought and died to bring forth this country. Only 3% of the population of the 1770s stood and fought the greatest nation in the world of that time. 3% of the people fought. Only an additional 8% or 9% actually supported the freedom fighters of our founding fathers. With that said, we're going to have to take a break to pay the bills. Pay attention to who the sponsors are. Support the sponsors of RBN. I'll be right back in about 3 minutes. God bless you.
Thank you. There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using radiofrequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Wright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
There's the favorite music of Jack McLam for the introduction of the Jack McLam Show. This is not Jack McLam, obviously. This is Drew Malone Raines III here in Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm the CEO of Hart & Associates and Matrix Energy Systems. I'm sitting in for Jack to do his show today as one of his volunteers for Aid and Abet Police and Military Newsletter. I'm a former decorated United States Marine serving the Marine Corps from 1967 to 1977 when I resigned because of the corruption that I found as an active duty Marine. My great-great-uncle, Smedley Darlington Butler, Major General United States Marine Corps, retired and resigned his commission in the 1930s, wrote a treatise called War is a Racket. In that treatise, he discovered many things, and most of you can go to your search engine, search up, just type in Smedley D. Butler or Smedley Butler. He's the only United States Marine, or one of only two United States Marines to ever receive the Medal of Honor twice. He's the only officer to ever receive the Medal of Honor twice. He is a great general, a great spokesman, and a great leader for today in our society, even though he's been dead some 70 years. Ladies and gentlemen, Smedley Butler, back in the 1930s, in his treaties, made the very best comment. It is possibly the oldest, easiest, the most profitable, and surely the most vicious, the only thing that is one international in scope. It is the only one which profits and reckons, and its profits are reckoned with dollars and the loss of lives. He's referring to war. War is a racket. We have men and women dying in the Middle East right now for a group of people in Washington, D.C. that are leading this nation down the wrong path in my eyes. In the last hour, John Stattmiller brought forth information that I stand up and salute Mr. Stattmiller. He has done his very best to bring the truth out there. He has done his very best to talk to Ron Paul, and he's advised Ron Paul that he needs to get out of Washington, D.C. and come home to Texas and take America back through the states. The states, that's what the United States are. We're a republic of 50 states, individually states that are united as one. Each state has got its own problems, its own people. And at the state level, something can be done one at a time. Mr. Stattmiller made the comment during his show that concerning the states need to move forward. The state governors of New Mexico and Arizona have made their comments be known about the lack of protection that the federal government is supposed to do in protecting our borders. Janet Napolitano and Bill Richardson have moved forward with such. They have come forth. Where is where's Ron Paul at? Where is Ron Paul? Why don't you come back to Texas and do something for Texas? Because the present governor of Texas is not doing anything. The last I heard, he wasn't trying to stop illegal immigration. He wasn't even trying to stop the movement of troops in South Texas. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is a force like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. George Washington. Keep that in mind as we go through the fastest hour you're going to have tonight. Get your pens and pencils out there. This is Drew Raines in Little Rock, Arkansas. I understand that Al in Colorado is on the phone. Al, come on, see if we can get you in here for a little comment. What do you have to say, sir?
How's my favorite entrepreneurial patriot, sir?
Moving forward, one day at a time.
Did our mutual friend contact you today?
No, sir. Our mutual friend has not reached me. I haven't had an opportunity to talk with him.
I will talk at you later about that, sir. Thank you for that information. Sir, I want you to be aware that Mr. Bush is asking for $7.1 billion to protect the pharmaceutical industry, and he is getting ready to forcibly inoculate the people of this country. Are you aware of that, sir?
Yes, sir. I am very well aware that is coming forth, and what I'd like to know is where's the missing money? And that's what my expose tonight is going to be on. We have trillions of dollars missing. And
from the Pentagon.
From the Pentagon, from all points of government, and Mr. Bush is out there asking for $11 million, and he's trying to do away with the Posse Comitatus Act.
Yes, sir. We do not need that.
We do not need that.
We have, sir, in Washington, D.C., what I call a tyranny. Do you agree?
Yes, sir.
I believe that it's incumbent upon every American to get his head out of what we call the idiot box in the living room.
Yes, sir.
And start getting, as you say, start networking and getting with the program, because we are in big trouble, sir.
Yes, sir.
This country is in very, very bad financial shape. General Motors is ready to declare bankruptcy along with Ford Motor Company. And I do believe in the next year and a half or 2 years, it's going to be called Toyota GM and Nissan Ford, sir.
Well,
there's other names
from Japan and China that are headed this way. Right here yesterday in Arkansas, a new Japanese company is going to start building trucks in Arkansas.
Where, Little Rock?
These are just, not in Little Rock, over in a place called Marion, Arkansas, which is a suburb of Memphis, but it happens to be... about 20 miles into Arkansas.
Oh, it's on the Arkansas side of the line then, in other words.
There'll be a lot of people working out of Arkansas, but I would assume the vast majority will come from the Memphis, Tennessee, and Memphis, Memphis area, Memphis, Mississippi area.
Are you aware, sir, that the true unemployment rate is anywhere between 15 and 20%, not the 5% that the federal government claims that it is?
I believe that you're right on, and I wouldn't even lower it down to 15 to 20. I dare say that the unemployment rate is between 22 and 25% because the number of people that have not gone in and reported anything, they just walked away and they started living themselves through other means.
In other words, they just gave up looking for work because there are no jobs out there.
There are no jobs, and I'm doing everything I can in my own business and my own company to find salespeople in South Texas, South Louisiana, South Mississippi, Southern Alabama, Northwest Florida, and good salespeople are far and few between, and those that are in these ravaged areas have not contacted me, even though I've even posted a notice on several bulletin boards. So are there really any Americans out there that want to work? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm at a loss to that.
I am totally lost.
Sir, thank you for your time. Keep up the good work, sir, and God bless.
God bless, Al. Call us again another time. Also, Al, as I know you're out there listening, I want you to make sure that you give support to Jack McLam and the Aid and Abet Police Newsletter, as well as RBN. Those of you that that know me, you know that I'm a volunteer for Jack McLam. I do everything I possibly can. I want to quickly, in this first half hour, go through some things that I'd like to salute people on. One, we've already notified you that I salute John Stattmiller in what he is doing and everything that he is trying to do to bring knowledge and network Americans, or at least get the knowledge out there to network. If you go to RBN.com or RBNLive.com, you will find his shows free of charge to download, his archives. And there are some fantastic archive shows out there. Joe Hart, Colonel Joe Hart, United States Air Force, retired, has a Hart dietary plan and a book that you can buy from the RBN network that cures cancer. You can find information from several shows of the hosts that are out there on RBN promoting Joe McNeil and the National Association of Micro Broadcasters. Listen to these shows. Joe McNeil's been interviewed by John Stattmiller, Jack McLam, and several of the other hosts that are on this network. Joe Hart has also been interviewed by John Stattmiller and Jack McLam. Pull these archives up. Share them with your friends. Make a donation to RBN. Frankly Speaking Radio has interviewed the likes of Judge Andrew Napolitano, Lindsey Williams, Russ Godsey. Russ Godsey is the author of Repossession Survival Guide. That was a show that was done on a one-hour show presentation just yesterday. Frankly Speaking Radio has had Red Beckman, Eustace Mullins, and Edward Hammond. Edward Hammond is a biological weapons expert. Eustace Mullins and Red Beckman are two of our older patriots that's been around here since I first got in the patriot movement in 1992. On the network, you'll find Chris Gerner from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the Central Time Zone in the afternoon. Just recently, Chris Gerner brought forth James M. McCanny, who has a book called The Weather Book. Fantastic information that you need to network with your friends, ladies and gentlemen. Greg Siminski, 12 noon to 2 p.m. beginning next Monday. He's on at 1 to 2 right now, tomorrow. He's had some fantastic one-hour shows since he came on board just a few weeks ago. One of those shows was a microbiologist by the name of Henry L. Nyman. If you haven't heard Henry L. Nyman get out there and grab a hold of a baseball bat and preach on the side of the corner, you need to listen to that show. He doesn't yell and scream, and he doesn't get excited like I do. But he has the truth. He's a microbiologist. I'm just an electronic engineer. I can't cure you from a common cold, but this man can. Colonel Joe Hart can give you information on how oxalic acid in a wash basin properly mixed up can kill all the germs that you've probably come into. You have to understand that. Greg Simensky also had Walter Buren, which I'm going to bring forth some more information about Walter. He had the CAFR report. I hear the music. We're going to have to take a break to pay the advertisers, and I'll be right back. This is Jack McLam's Ain't a Bet Hour.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankle. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon DH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
The Jack McLam music, his favorite music, is bringing me back on board. Excuse me. This is Drew Raines, a United States Marine from the Vietnam era, volunteering to sit in for Jack today to let you all know, give you some importance of how networking and what networking is supposed to be and how you network amongst each other to get the truth out there. John Stapmiller is not doing his network for free, but he at the same time he is giving you a lot of information for free, and a lot of the people that sit there and do the host, they donate their time. John needs money to run the network, pay the electric bill, and pay the staff. There are people behind the scenes you need to know about, Clint and Paul, who monitor the phones during the day. They sit back there. They do a lot of work behind the lines that you never hear about. These are two people that take your calls, and they never ask you what you want to talk about. They only want to know what your name is, where you're calling from, and occasionally they'll get your phone number in case one of the hosts wants your name and number. Greg Simensky brought a fantastic guest by the name of Walter Buren on October the 21st. I highly recommend you go to the archives and you pull that show, Greg Siminski's show, from October the 21st. It's a one-hour show. And if while you do that, while you're listening to that show, go to your search engine on your computers and type in why taxes are not necessary. Why taxes are not necessary. You'll get an enlightenment of CAFRA. I'm not a specialist on the CAFRA reports, but Mr. Walter Buren is. Just like Mr. Henry L. Nyman is the microbiologist that can give you information on bird flu. That was another Greg Siminski show on October the 10th. John Statmiller had Lieutenant Colonel Karen Katowski. Karen Katowski on October the 14th. What a fantastic show, John. She is a real whistleblower that walked away from the military and a career. Instead of going 30 years, she got out at 20. You can find her on Lou Rockwell website. That's L-E-W, Rockwell. But you can pull a two-hour show from John on October the 14th. That's just a week ago. It's free. Download it. If you don't have a computer, you're listening on shortwave out there, call the 800 number, 313-800-313-9443, and purchase this show. Ask for that show specifically. Get John's entire month for $20. Make a donation. It doesn't cost that much, and you'll find your $20 will be well worth it. John Ainsworth, in the last hour, there was a couple of people that called in John Ainsworth's show, and one of the ladies called in and says, what can we do? And another caller said, fax, a handwritten or printed in good lettering, fax a handwritten note to your congressman, your senator. Get the information out there. I highly recommend that. But I also recommend that you send it to your mayor, your city councils, and your sheriffs. The sheriff is the senior law enforcement officer of your parish or your county. Rick Adams brings on a show in the evening and called Radio Free America. He brought on a man by the name of John Clark with the Americans for Immigration Control. Janet Napolitano down in in Arizona would love to get some of the information that John Clark has to say, because Janet wants to protect her borders. Ron Paul he's inundated with all this BS that's going on in Washington. What's happened here is Vermont has gone and passed a resolution on the 3rd about seceding from the United States. The pen is mightier than the sword. The pen is mightier than the sword. Remember that comment from your high school days? Vermont passes resolution to secede from the United States by Greg Siminski. It is a news article that Greg Siminski wrote on November the 3rd. The first paragraph reads, the members of a peaceful freedom-fighting group want no part of neocons running the imperialistic U.S. government, plan to succeed from the United States gaining momentum in a fiercely independent Green Mountain State. People ask what they can do, and I highly recommend exactly what Mr. Statmiller said. We don't need to get out in the streets and arm ourselves and kill each other. We get our pens, our pencils, and we unite. Network. Renee in North Carolina, I understand you're sitting there listening to me rant on my day. Come on in and give me 2 cents worth, and I'll bring you through the break.
Well, the thing is, you brought up, you really have stressed some of the best shows that I think I've heard on RBN recently, and people do need to go to the archives and listen to them, because they were fantastic.
That's right. Now, Renee, I want to hold you over. We're going to do a little short break here to pay the advertisers and foot the bills and let the networks put their chime out there. This is Drew Raines with the Jack McLamb Show. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Ladies and gentlemen, November the 3rd, 2005, this is the Jack McLam, Aid and Abet, Police and Military Newsletter Hour. This is Drew Raines. This is not Jack McLam. I am sitting in for Jack tonight. He is on a trip going to Indiana. The lady that's holding on is Rita from North Carolina, and like Rita, we have Renee in North Carolina. We have Rita in Texas and Al up in Colorado. These are great listeners to the show. You hear them all the time, just like you hear from John, located here in Little Rock, Arkansas. Rita, let's finish up what you got to say there, ma'am.
You calling me Rita, Drew?
I'm sorry, Renee. I get confused. I've got so much information slid around my desk that the helicopter couldn't land on it.
I know. Let's see.
You made a comment the other day about the creation of money in a guy's shoe or a bathtub, which I got a good belly laugh out of. I wanted to let you know, because of that, I went and got a book that I have in my possession called Modern Money Mechanics, put out by the Federal Reserve,
mm-hmm.
And on page 3, it says, the actual process of money creation takes place in the banks.
Mm-hmm.
Just thought I'd bring that out to you. It just popped in my mind when you called in. I wanted to say thank you for bringing that up. I got a good laugh every time I think about your information about the creation of money, by God to pay an interest to the Federal Reserve. I get a good belly laugh out of that.
Well, you know, Drew, I do think differently than a lot of people, and that's the only reason I bother to do this, because in many instances I have found that a lot of the patriot propaganda is the same stuff that's been said for many years, and I think in many ways they have focused on the wrong things, and the people at the top are killing themselves laughing. You know, people get stuck on socialism, communism, feminism, welfare state, and all this. The problem is the people at the top, they're stealing way more than anybody at the bottom of the pecking order is. You know, you or I steal $100, it's a felony, but the Pentagon steals trillions and nothing happens.
That's what our show today is going to be about after we finish here, is to talk about that $13 trillion that the Pentagon has succulently stolen from the American taxpayers.
Well, and you and I have discussed this. The thing is, immediately if I say something like this, they think, oh, she's a socialist. The problem is we are figuring out between when you look into the CAFR information and you also look into all the trillions missing from all the alphabet agencies, and Mr. Buren can explain this way better than I can, we would have to pay zero taxes, and every one of us could have health care and many other advantages without taxes, because this is money that was taken from your grandparents, parents, us, our ancestors, and it is owed to us, and it has been hidden from us and stolen from us. And so it's like getting stuff like free health care for everyone instead of these bills that continually go up, continually where it squeezes more and more people out who are trying to cover themselves. It's like this would be a way of getting back what is owed to us. Nobody would have to be taxed. But, you know, you say this and it's like people automatically just start, falling into those old paradigms and they can't seem to grasp this new information.
Well, Renee, the bottom line is that there's so much great information that's coming forth by the host on RBN. It's hard to pick and choose all of this truth, because truth will set you free, and CAFRA is one of these main themes that's been really hidden. And off air, we'll let the audience know that Renee and I have talked on this CAFRA report, and those of you that are listening, she's right on point. All you have to do is turn your computer on and type in CAFRA, C-A-F-R. Just that. That's all you need to do. And you will find reports from states, from counties, from parishes, from cities, agencies, from government agencies that go all the way down to the city trash collector division of the city in which you reside, if it's 15,000 or more. And they're mandated by the federal government to be kept. The CAFRA report is mandated on all cities that are incorporated by a state. It doesn't say what the size is. It says any incorporated city in a state must maintain a CAFRA report and all agencies thereof.
Oh, and this is a tidbit. You know, we're continually brainwashed that we live in the best country in the world, yada, 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 yada. And in a way, this keeps people, they think, well, I'm already at the top, so I won't question or ask more. I'll never forget this. About a year ago, I saw this Oprah show, and they had this, it was showing women from around the world, and they had this woman from Kuwait. And here we think we're supposed to be at the top of the pecking order, huh? These people in Kuwait pay no taxes. They are all entitled to the very best medical care, including if they have to fly them to the best medical facilities in the United States Everything is paid for. The flight.
Wait, hold it. Let me finish. You said in the United States, they're flown to the best medical facilities of in the world.
Exactly. For free. It's all paid for.
Everything's paid for.
And listen to me. Plus, when they get married, they get some sort of like $40,000 gift from the emir or whatever.
Their endowment.
All their education, including college, paid for. Everything. These people pay no taxes. They get the best education for free, the best medical care for free, and they get a huge gift when they get married. It's like, hell, I wear one of those beekeeper suits to get that. And
okay.
You know I don't want to wear a beekeeper suit.
You're right on point, Renee. I really appreciate your call.
Okay.
I'll have to get in deep on this one. Okay, I could just see you in a tent with a little veil. Renee said it right. She's right on point. We could talk for 2 hours just on this. I'm not a specialist of the CAFRA, the CAFR. Greg Siminski has a lot of knowledge of it. Here's a man on RBN that's putting out the truth. He brought on this gentleman, Walter Buren. And on his show, I pray that Greg or one of the other hosts can bring Mr. Buren back and explain the CAFRA report, because Renee hit it right on the head. These women in Kuwait, they get everything. I mean, $40,000. The husband that marries the woman, he knows his wife is going to have $40,000 when he marries her. They don't have to pay for any medication. They don't pay for medical needs. They don't pay for their schooling or education. We have right here in Arkansas in the CAFRA report for the state. Now, this isn't the parish the county or the city of Little Rock. This is the state CAFRA report. It talks about investment of money in the educational fund, and that investment in the CAFRA fund for the state earned $1.4 trillion in interest last year. Not over 20 years, last year, $1.4 trillion. Ladies and gentlemen, every man, woman, and child in this state, which resides in the state of Arkansas, can easily have free medication at the closed-up veterans hospitals that were built for the World War II veterans, and they're sitting idle. There's hospitals sitting in Brinkley, Arkansas, Conway, Arkansas. There's hospitals sitting all over this state that are empty. Big clinics are sitting empty. Because there's no funds, because the medical profession charges a lot of money to get aid. Wait a minute, hold it. What's happening over in Kuwait? Those doctors over there are some of the best paid medical doctors in the world, yet they don't have enough. So what does the Kuwait do? They send people out to see other specialists in other countries free. That means a round-trip airfare ticket for the person being operated on and for two other people if it's a child under the age of 18. That means mom and dad get to go. Hotel rooms paid for. Three meals a day paid for. I don't care what country you go to. I don't care if you put it in French francs. I don't care if you put it in pesters. I don't care if you put it in reals. I don't care if you put it in American dollars or Singapore dollars. It's still paid for. You can pull out your calculator. The Singapore dollars is something like 10 to 1. 10 Singapore dollars to 1 American dollar. And it takes a dollar and a half to $2 to buy a French franc. Ladies and gentlemen, learn what the truth is. The bankers have taken over. The corporation is out there. There's a movie documentary called The Corporation. My great-great-uncle is depicted in that movie, The Corporation. Find that movie. Rent it. It's just 2 years old. It can be rented for a dollar. Check that movie out. Okay. With all of that said, I want to continue here with a little report that I heard about Derry Brownfield this morning. That's another another host on that is carried on RBN. He carries his own show, pays for it out of his own pocket, broadcasts it from his own farm in Missouri. John Stadtmiller thought it was important to get a good Christian farmer on the air, and he, what we call in the micro broadcast industry, we rebroadcast the show. John Stadtmiller honors Derry Brownfield by carrying his show live in the morning from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. And Derry brought forth today information about the pay, the salary of the American Red Cross leader being in the hundreds of thousand dollars, and the Salvation Army leader getting $13,000. He also brought forth the information concerning the fact that in World War I, the American Red Cross charged a fee for coffee in the field. Salvation Army didn't. The Salvation Army is still down there in South Mississippi and South Alabama, and praise the Lord that John Ainsworth came in and he went out there and worked with an organization called America First Volunteers. He wasn't down there with his chainsaw and his gasoline charging Mrs. Miller. Well, Mrs. Miller, that'll be $200 to cut that tree off of your garage, but it'll be another $200 to move it to the front because FEMA's going to give you the $400. But FEMA may not ever give it to you, but you're going to have to pay me. These people are walking around looking for FEMA personnel. John Ainsworth is an excellent person that went down there. I've been there. I went down and visited. I've got relatives. I am from Louisiana. I've seen this. This is a corrupt government. The Salvation Army is a godsend. They pass out food, coffee, drinks all day long. They don't charge anything. My biggest fear is the chief of police down in Bogalusa is running around in automobiles that are damaged, and he needs cars, and I can't find anybody that's a millionaire to donate any automobiles that they can use in that police department to properly protect and serve the people, and he's a godly man. I understand we have a couple of callers on the air. Let's bring the first one up there. I didn't know what order they were in. One of them is Rita out of Texas, and the other one is Bob out of. Is it Bob out of Texas also? Who are you, caller?
Go to Rita in Texas.
Rita in Texas. Let's bring Rita on board then.
Sir, you know, I would like to really recommend you to read a book, a personal book. I've been really recommending it and getting some real good feedback. It's called Plot Against the Church, written by Maurice Panay. What is happening now happened in about 1,300 years ago in Spain, and it has to deal with the Jews. And until the people wake up and find out that the Jews are using a pincer movement, this movement has been going on for centuries, but it was used successfully against, I can't remember the name of the emperor in Spain, but he had some Jewish counselors, and what the Jewish counselors did is they encouraged him to turn his swords into plowshares, tear down the walls, you know, around the towns, because the walls used to protect the towns.
These were
know.
The Khazar Jews, and yes, I know what organization you're talking about. They're known as the Khazars.
Well, whatever they are, they're Jews, sir.
Yes, sir. They were not of the Orthodox Jewish religion. They were Khazar Jews. They picked up the religion of Judaism because the actual Jewish faith came in and defeated them back before Christ, and they pulled up the religion of the Judaism, and we refer to them as the Khazars Jews, and that is the first instance that is known where they dropped the word Khazar Jew and took up just the name Jew, and they convinced the king to take down his battlements.
Well, even before the Khazars existed, Jesus himself referred to the Jews as synagogues of Satan.
Yes, ma'am.
And so that's how I recognize them. And this book really is an eye-opener to show how the Jews through the centuries have been infiltrating governments. They've been infiltrating the Catholic Church, the various Christian churches. And we are pretty well ripe as far as falling right into a mass murder, which is fast coming here. All this stuff that is going on, like about the banking system, the Jews control the bank.
Yes, ma'am.
The other thing, too, I did a research with regards, I was surprised to find that if you trace, and going back to the formation of the Red Cross, as well as the Salvation Army, which has a red shield, you'll find that it originated from the House of Rothschild.
Yes, ma'am. And if it hadn't been for the Cossack Russians, we would be in a Muslim Khazar Jewish world even more so right now.
Exactly. And
Rita, you're right on point. I know exactly what you're saying.
And
it's true.
See, the other thing, too, is I do not believe it's just going to be education, because you have individuals who got educated with regards to the income tax, with regards to the Second Amendment. These people are rotting in our penitentiaries
yes,
right
ma'am.
Now.
You heard that. Did you hear John Stadtmiller's show? They talked about Irwin Schiff and the fact that this man's 75, 76 years old, and the prosecutor said, if you don't find him guilty, you're breaking the law. Did you hear that?
That doesn't surprise me, sir.
They sentenced him to 45 years, I think, or 50 years to jail. He's going to die in prison if we, the people, don't start coming up in our arms and do something.
Coming up in arms. And George Washington said a free people ought to be well-armed and disciplined.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Should have sufficient arms and ammunition to protect them from all who might abuse them, including their own government.
Yes, ma'am. We've got to take a break here. This is the last break. We'll bring the tail hook in. The music is coming up here.
Well, let me let you go. God bless you.
Let you go, Rita. And I really appreciate your calling into the shows.
Thank you.
Keep on bringing in your information, please, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
God bless.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Well, gentlemen, the tail hook is coming down for another fast hour of Jack McGlam's Aid and Abet newsletter hour. I understand we have Bob on the line. Let's see if we can wrap you up, Bob, because I want to give a little more respect to some of the other hosts on RBN. Bob, are you still there? Bob from Texas? Hello, Bob.
He dropped off.
Oh, he dropped off? Okay, thank you very much. We'll just move forward. This is a little special presentation for Rita out there. I hope you're paying attention and still listening. Rita, in my Wall Lindsay Bible, I have a little quote here, and it's translated, obviously. I know thy works and tribulation, and I know thy poverty, but thou art not rich. You are rich in your soul. You are rich in knowledge. And I know the blasphemy of those which say they are Jews and are not Jews, but they are of the synagogues of Satan, and I will reap the whirlwind upon them. Now, you'll find that in your Bibles out there, ladies and gentlemen, in Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. It won't be anywhere close to the exact quote that I just gave you. It'll be darn close, though. I am of the Wallensian faith. This faith was founded as the believers back in 200 A.D., I want to let you all know real fast, there are some great hosts on RBN. John Stattmiller's done a bang-up job. Paul and Clint do a fantastic job behind the scenes. There are hosts out there such as Jeff Bennett has come on. Alan Stang, Stanley Moncrief is a rebroadcast from the Stanley Moncrief Hour out of California. Terry Anderson comes on Sundays, I believe. You got Scott Horton, Zeph Daniels, John Moore. Jerry Gietti, she teaches you about seeds and growing foods, and you need to learn that. You need to find out about seeds and how to put a garden in and grow your food and help take care of yourself. You need to get in touch with Colonel Joe and find out about his little discovery and patent on how to cure cancer. But at the same time, he also has found out that oxalic acid can be mixed up into a wash, and you can wash your hands and keep yourself clean. If you keep yourself clean, you're going to keep 90% of the germs off of you, and you're going to keep 99% of the flu away from you, if not 100%. Other hosts that are on RBN are Eric Schein. I mentioned Derry Brownfield. Okay? Greg Szymanski is now going to a two-hour show. Frankly Speaking Radio, Frank Whalen comes on in the morning. He begins the morning at 0600 hours, and the show ends in the evening with Stanley Moncrief. Ladies and gentlemen, RBN is a God's blessing to freedom fighters around the United States. It gives you an education. It lets you know what's going on. Thomas Naylor and the people in Vermont, God bless you. You have moved forward, and you have made a resolution to secede from the Union directly because of the ill-gotten gains of Washington, D.C., and the fact that they are stealing money from us to carry on wars and an empire building that is wrong. And the people in Vermont are fed up. Oh, and by the way, if you don't know who Thomas Naylor is, he is a former Duke University economics professor. And Mr. Naylor has called for a second Republic of Vermont. Ladies and gentlemen, it's education. The truth will set you free. You find that in John chapter 8, verse 32. Jack McGlam is doing everything he can with his Aid and Abet newsletter. I suggest that you find out how to get in touch with them. This has been a fast 1 hour. I wished I had more time. God bless you. Educate yourself. Network. Tell people about RBN. Make a donation when you can. Y'all have a nice evening. This is November the 3rd. And this is Drew Rain signing off for Jack McGlam. God bless you.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN Live.